A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Returning from the district of Tyre, Jesus went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee, right through to the Decapolis region. And they brought him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech. And they asked him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, put his fingers into the man's ears, and touched his tongue with spittle. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and he said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened. The ligament of his tongue was loosened and he spoke clearly. And Jesus ordered them to tell no one about it. But the more he insisted, the more widely they published it. Their admiration was unbounded. He's done all things well, they said. He makes the deaf hear, and the dumb speak. And this is the gospel of the Lord. Christ cures a deaf man by touching him. Elsewhere, he cures a blind man by touching him with mud from the ground. In both cases, he's curing a defect of the senses, hearing and sight. But he's also using a sense, using touch, one of the senses. He uses touch to cure deafness and blindness. But he never actually is recorded as curing an inability to feel. We might think leprosy, but that's modern leprosy. Leprosy then meant something different. He doesn't cure the inability to feel. That's a sense that's already there. But in fact, he doesn't cure that sense because in this, it can be said that it's a sense that's not necessary. There's lots of reasons why we would touch someone even when they can't feel it. We would touch someone who can't feel what we're doing in order to cure them. Doctors often do that using a local anaesthetic. Someone who nearly falls into the abyss whom we hold on to is being saved by our contact with them. It's not necessary that they know that we're holding on to them. It's not the perception that gives touch its point. Touch is a perception, but that's something extra. There's lots of reasons why we touch. And that's why Christ doesn't cure touch as such, but uses touch to cure deafness and blindness. Now, deafness and blindness are purely perceptions. There's no point talking to someone who is deaf. There's no point smiling to someone who's blind or showing any emotion in their face as such. They need to be perceived, perceptions in themselves. And that's an important difference between touch and seeing and hearing. That's one reason why Christ cures a deaf person and a blind person. The deeper reason is because he's trying to show that he has a power to cure a deeper blindness, a deeper deafness. Those who see but cannot see, those who hear but cannot hear. And that takes much greater power than the power he manifests in the miracles of curing physical inabilities, which is a small thing. There are many people who are deaf but hear better than those who have perfect hearing. There are many very perceptive blind people. But touch is different. And touch is different not just because it's not just a perception, but also because in Christ it is God who is healing. And God, in fact, always touches. He cannot help but touch us. He cannot help but be in contact with us. That we exist, that anything exists, is due to the touch of God. God who is touching us. God who is always near. Between God and his creation there is no gap. Not the slightest separation. But unknown. We do not know how close God is to us. Imagine the person over the abyss who suddenly gains a sight. Who suddenly hears and they realize that they have been held up over the abyss great hand has reached out and touched him, stopped him falling. Deafness, blindness being cured, revealed to us the fact that we are touched. Which is, it could be said, the reverse of the miracle. Christ touches the deaf man, and then he hears. Then he knows who it is that touches him. He knows the name of Christ. Christ touches the blind man, and he sees the face of Jesus the Christ. They hear and they see and they know that they are touched. In that sense, touch is both the most basic thing, because God is always touching us, always near, always holding us, always laying his hand upon us, to use the phrase from the gospel. In another sense, it's the last thing. Because just how near, how close God is, we've yet to see, we've yet to hear. Christ came into the world to let us see and hear that he has touched us, always, never, everywhere. He never, ever lets go.